Now we're going to talk about health. If I were to ask you, how are you? You would say, oh, I'm
fine.
All right, now if you're not so fine, but not so sick, you say, well, I'm...
Don't feel good, huh? I don't know nothing else.
Yeah, well, just think of various things. You could say, I don't feel so good. Another day I might come in. How are you today, Mrs.? You say,
feel better. All
right. If I'm very upset about something, if I find that I have to come back again, I say, oh, Mrs., I am so sorry. It bothers me that I have to come so much. And if you wanted to make me feel better, you would say, oh,
don't worry.
Good. Thank you. That's very good. Some people, as they get older, are bothered with an illness that hurts them in their bones. And when it rains, they ache a lot. What do they call that?
Rheumatism.
Very good. There's a illness that children have a lot. I think it bothers them in the throat.
Tonsillitis.
Tonsillitis is one. And then there's another one.
Sore throat.
Very good. That's another one. And then there's still another one that it's kind of like measles. It's a big disease like measles. And a lot of children can have it.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
Red measles and black measles. And I don't know no other kind of measles.
All right. Now there's another disease that leaves your eyes yellow. A lot of people can have that. And the skin gets yellow and the white of the eyes turn yellow. Have you heard of jaundice?
What?
Jaundice.
Oh, jaundice, uh-huh.
All right, now say that for me. What was that called?
Called jaundice.
All right. And what about diphtheria? Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
What is it anyway? Maybe, I don't know. Where does it make you sick?
I've never had diphtheria, but don't affect your throat.
Yes, that's what I think. Now, some people have to go to a hospital and have an operation in the side. They get a pain there, and it hurts very badly. Sometimes they vomit and everything. What is that?
Operation.
Uh-huh. And they have that operation and take out what?
The pain.
And if a person has it, we say, oh, he has what?
Appendicitis.
Very good. When a person is sick to his stomach and throws up his breakfast, what do you call that?
Vomiting.
All right. Are there any other terms for it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people say upchuck, you know. Have you heard that?
Upset.
What about upchuck? You haven't heard that?
No.
Anything else? For, all right. Now, when a person does this, I say, what's wrong with him? You say he's
vomiting
because he's
sick.
He's sick.
His stomach.
All right, now make that whole sentence. I said, what's wrong with him? You say he's
vomiting
because
he is sick on his stomach.
Very good. All right. Very good. If a girl and a boy are going out together a lot, what do you say they're doing? A young girl and a young boy, he comes and calls on her and takes her out a lot. What do you say they're doing?
They engage.
Maybe before that. Well, when they are engaged, what is he doing?
Fixing to get married.
All right. If a person refuses to marry another person, a man will ask a woman to marry him, and she says no. What do we call that if she turns him down? Do you have any words for that?